Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
All right, it's 8:15, and I've been pretty honest about my life throughout my time on the air here at WWL, and I'll be honest here. I've taken this weight loss drug for about 4 years now, maybe 3 years, and lost close to 100 pounds, but I wasn't real careful about where I went or where I was getting it from, and now I'm thinking about or getting ready to take some hormone replacement therapy because I'm not 40 years old anymore. And I had an interesting conversation with our next guest, and I thought, you know what, it'd be a good idea to get some reputable information when it comes to these weight loss drugs, and now that hormone replacement therapy is becoming a burgeoning area of medical practice, that maybe people understand what the hell's going on before they get into it. And with that, we welcome in Dr. Mae Scott, Medical Director and owner of Kronos Wellness. How you doing, Doc?
Hey, Tommy, how are you doing this morning?
I'm okay. I'm down 100 pounds, and I'm happy about it. But like I said, I was really less than due diligent when it came to figuring out where I was going to get these drugs from and so forth. And now that I'm starting hormone replacement therapy, I definitely want to be conscious about where I'm getting that from and who knows what about what they're doing and so forth. So let's start with the weight loss drugs that are so popular, and then we'll move to hormone replacement therapy. For whom would these drugs be appropriate, and what have we learned from the time they first come out?
Well, we have learned quite a bit. These are some amazing medications that have come out. You're talking about basically the brand names are Ozempic and Wegovy and Mounjaro and Zepbound. And a lot of people don't realize that these brand names, they're four different names for two medicines. Ozempic and Wegovy are semaglutide. That's the name of the medication. Ozempic and Wegovy are brand names. They're not really the medication names. And Mounjaro and Zepbound, again, are the same exact medicine. They are tirzepatide. So a lot of clinics in the area are offering the compounded medicine. We also offer the compounded or the brand name, whichever works best for the patient. But overall, these medicines have done some amazing, amazing things for people, changed their lives, caused not only weight loss, but there are so many studies now that are showing the medicines are slowing the progression of dementia. They are improving heart contractility. They're improving kidney function. And they're improving, of course, the way you feel about yourself by the weight loss and your overall health, decreasing blood pressure. So there are many places, as you mentioned, to get the medicines. But, you know, which are reputable and which aren't, you know, I'm not sure. We just make sure that we receive our medicines from a reputable company that tests every batch, and we know every one of them has exactly what it says and is safe.
And I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus, Dr. Scott. I'm just want to make sure that people, because I got to tell you, I'm thankful that I found you, because I was less than, again, due diligent. I was in such a hurry to lose weight. I wasn't really careful about where I was getting it, and I feel a lot better now. Let's put it that way. Let me just leave
sure.
it at that, okay?
Sure.
And with that being said, I don't understand how, when you look at the problems with obesity and what that causes in the country, the related health issues, why insurance companies wouldn't think this was the most cost-effective thing they could do in the long run and pay for this medication. Thoughts on that?
Well, I think an insurance company, like most companies, think about the bottom line for this year or this quarter. And if they were to start paying for these medications, they would lose money up front. How long would it take for them to actually regain profit from that? And it would be some time. People would have to lose weight. If you think about it, someone who is overweight and has chronic illnesses, if they lost that weight, they are going to be healthier in the long run, many, many years out. Of course, they will live better. They'll feel better. They will probably have a lot less chronic diseases over time. But in the short time, the insurance company would be putting out a lot of money to get them from A to B. So they're just not willing to do that at this point.
Well, my own story I can tell people because I can't speak for anybody else, but I've lost close to 100 pounds, and I'm active like I never used to be before in the world, and it has been a game changer, and I just wonder where I would be because, I look back at pictures of myself now, and it's not about the appearance, doctor, to be clear. It's about the health and about the activity. I don't know where I would be today. I definitely was pre-diabetic, and once... I know, this isn't your specialty, but once you get diabetes, you have it for life, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, for the most part. Most everyone does. Once you've gone through that process where you have caused insulin to be excessively high in your system for so long that it causes the receptors that the insulin binds to go away, to be taken away, they don't generally come back. And that's what insulin resistance is, and then followed up by diabetes at that point.
There is not
yes, it can be.
Doubt in my mind that I would have had diabetes by now because then I shared this story with you, and I've told it on the air before. I would build a weekend around a birthday cake, and I got caught ordering birthday cakes, and they would say, who do you want the cake made out? Who do you want the name made out to? And I'd say, what? The name. Who's the cake for? Oh, Fred. Let's make it out to Fred. Happy birthday, Fred. Because I would just take the cake home and eat it. And somebody texted in and said there are no drawbacks to these medications. And I think that's an important question because every medication has some potential side effect. But with the prevalence of these medications and the way they're being prescribed, if there were any serious or across-the-board complications, we'd have known about it by now, would we have not?
Well, you would think so. Yeah, there are some potential serious complications, but they're very, very rare. Now, for the most part, I think most people have heard by now, there are some potential side effects. Nausea is fairly common, but usually it's mild in most people. Some people can get abdominal cramping, constipation, some diarrhea. Now, those are, like you said, most medicines will have some symptoms or some side effects to them. But this is, this medicine is generally tolerated extremely well by most people. Now, the complications, they are very, very rare. The main thing that we worry about is pancreatitis. The pancreas is an organ right in the middle of your upper gut. And these medicines do react to that organ and can cause it to be inflamed. That's what pancreatitis is. Now, that does not lead to pancreatic cancer. I've had a lot of patients ask me that. No, that is not the same thing. And what would generally happen is you'd have to stop taking these medicines and could not take them again. And other than pancreatitis, there's one rare case that we don't even know is associated with it, of gastroparesis, and that's where the stomach just stops moving. That has not even been listed as a potential complication by the companies yet because they're not even sure if it is. It's so, so rare. But the pancreatitis has been shown, they've shown that it occurs in less than 2%, and those patients didn't occur until after at least 5 months in higher doses. Now, Tommy, we have seen between my clinics more than 10,000 patients, and we're only aware of one potential case. So that's how safe they are.
And that goes to, again, vetting who you're getting these medications from and making sure that it's reputable and that they know what they're doing and they can monitor you on these medicines, which, again, I'm going to tell on myself, I was woefully inadequate at, not anymore. We're talking to Dr. Mace Scott, who is the medical director and owner of Kronos Wellness. We're going to move on to hormone replacement therapy, which surprised me that men's the levels of testosterone start dropping as early as the mid-30s, and I thought this was like a 50-year-old thing, but I'm anxious to start this. We'll talk about that. I'm hearing commercials all over. A lot of people are doing it, so I thought I'd get the real deal in what's going on from a guy who's...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Specializes in this, and that's why we're talking to Dr. Mae Scott with Kronos BHW. 823 traffic now, WWL. 827, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to my newfound friend, and I'm glad that I discovered him, Dr. Mae Scott, medical director, owner of Kronos Wellness. I'm getting the weight loss stuff from him, and I'm going to start this testosterone replacement therapy. We got a break coming up, doctor, so we'll pick it up here when we come back. But and the reason I wanted to have you on is because it seems as though this is becoming more and more popular, and I don't want people rushing into this like I did with the weight loss drug without doing the proper due diligence and finding out what it's all about. Somebody texted in, started TRT, which is testosterone replacement therapy, right? About 2 months ago.
Yes.
It's changed my life. I'm very fit and active already, but I was having emotional issues with depression, hopelessness, and loss of confidence. I'm 52. I feel like I'm 20 years younger and wake up every day ready to handle everything, handle anything. Is that the kind of thing you hear from patients after they start this therapy?
Yes, frequently. I would say probably 85 to 90% of the patients that I treat have an amazing outcome. It's not everybody, but by far the majority do. And this is really a passion of mine. It's something that I've been doing for the last 6 to 7 years, but I've been studying hormones for over 14 years, and it can be a game changer.
And the medical community has kind of changed their outlook on that a little bit, have they not lately?
Yeah, they totally have. Back when I started, like I've told you before, Tommy, this is kind of a journey that I took. I started taking testosterone about 14 years ago because I had all of the symptoms. But back then, I didn't believe initially that it was right for me because my level was within normal range, but lower end of normal. So I was convinced by another doctor that it could make a difference because the way we're trained as physicians, if a lab value is it within normal range, you don't treat it. It's normal. But that is not true for a hormone like this. When your testosterone begins to drop and lower as you age, you will start having symptoms from it. Things will start showing up like, of course, what people know, the decreased libido, decreased muscle mass, decreased energy level. Then you'll start having the fogginess, you can't think as clearly. And of course, anxiety and depression can worsen as your testosterone decreases. So a lot of that, if not all of it, can be replenished, but at the right time.
Let me pick it up there.
It's so important, Tommy, to do it right.
That's right. That's what we're talking about. We'll pick it up right there. We'll come back. We're talking about testosterone replacement therapy and about doing it right. Dr. Mae Scott, medical director, owner of Kronos Wellness. Any questions, comments, 504-260-1870. Text, message, and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. I'll pass them along when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News. 843, 17 till 9. Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Mae Scott, MD, medical director, owner of Kronos Wellness. We're talking about testosterone replacement therapy because we're starting to hear more and more about it. Doc, give me the testosterone replacement therapy 101, if you would. Who would it apply to? Who could benefit from it? What are some of the signs? You know the routine. Let me know.
Yeah. So as I mentioned a little earlier, as we age, we are going to have lowering testosterone. It's going to decrease by anywhere from 1 to 2% a year. And most men are going to start feeling symptoms of that in their mid to late 40s. And those symptoms, like I mentioned before, the decreased libido, decreased muscle mass, decreased endurance, anxiety, depression can worsen, fogginess. So that's when I think you need to start looking into it. In the 40s, maybe early 50s would be prime. Of course, it's never too late. But, you know, as I mentioned before, the earlier you get started at the right time, the better it can be for you, because it's easier to maintain what you have than to regain what you've lost. And it just, you know, it can be, like I said, a game changer for the right person. But unfortunately, there are some men in some clinics that are starting too soon, and that's not a good idea. We don't want to subject young men who have healthy testosterone levels to increasing testosterone, because that could actually suppress their ability to produce testosterone on their own. So you really have to do it right and talk to someone who's really interested in treating you as a person, as an individual.
So when it comes to age appropriateness, is there a general age where testosterone starts to decrease for men?
Well, that's what I was saying. It starts to decrease in the 30s, like in the mid-30s.
In the
30s.
That's
30s.
What I just want to make sure. Okay.
Yes.
I heard you right.
Yeah. But you really, it doesn't generally get low enough in most men until the 40s, 50s, before they're really seeing some signs that of the aging, the decreasing testosterone that are going to cause decreased quality of life that they can tell.
And what kind of improvements... I know you talked about some of the symptoms of it, but what kind of improvements can guys look for if they're properly treated with hormone replacement therapy?
Well, you frequently see an increase in your libido. That's, you know, also very individual, but that's one sign that's very common. But the endurance, the muscle mass, if you get in the gym and work out, you'll see improvements in the way you can build muscle, and the energy level can increase. Dopamine is very important for your brain as well. It increases testosterone is important for the brain. It increases dopamine production, and it can stabilize serotonin receptors, which can help with your mood and your energy level. So that is very important for a lot of people.
Somebody, I'm getting some text here. Somebody wants to know about if you've had cancer, does testosterone treatment increase your risk of recurrence?
No, it does not increase the risk of any cancers that I'm aware of. No.
Okay, and somebody else wanted to know about increased prostate cancer. Again, no evidence of that at all.
With prostate cancer, that's the one concern that you would have to have. There have been studies that have shown that increasing testosterone do not increase your risk of prostate cancer. However, if you have prostate cancer, you'd want to be cautious about it, because it could be like throwing fuel on a fire. It could stimulate those cells to grow. So you do want to be cautious if you have prostate cancer. But if you've had previous prostate cancer, well, that's something I would talk to your oncologist about, because there are varying thoughts of whether or not you should use testosterone. I do have some patients who actively have prostate cancer, and some who have, that have been cleared by the urologist or their oncologist to take testosterone.
When it comes to immediate effect, well, first of all, diagnosing this, it's done with a blood test, right?
Yes, sir. Yes. We checked your blood levels for testosterone, the total testosterone, the free testosterone, and estradiol, estrogen level. Estrogen is very important for men as well, to keep it at the right level. But it's really, once you get into your 40s and 50s, it's really the free testosterone level that's more important.
And what's the difference between that and regular testosterone?
That your total testosterone, if you take a blood sample from someone and you put it in the lab and get a total testosterone, what you're going to find is every molecule of testosterone within that given sample. And 98 to 99% of all testosterone is bound by a protein at any given time in your bloodstream. The protein is holding on to the testosterone, and the testosterone does not have the ability to react with receptors. In other words, it's invisible to your body. So it's only that small amount, 2% or less, that actually has any activity. So that's the important number, and that's called free testosterone. It's free, floating around by itself.
Somebody wants to know about losing hair, which is not a concern to me because I don't even remember where mine went, Doc. I lost it so long ago. But what about hair loss?
Yes, that can happen. And it depends on the person, but you can have some hair loss if your testosterone elevates. There are ways to mitigate that, medicines you can take that can help prevent or slow that from happening. And it does not happen to everyone. Again, it's just more of an individual issue.
So basically, if you're over 35, say, and you're feeling kind of tired, kind of run down, you don't feel like you're your old self, it would be a good idea to have it checked. Is that what we're saying?
Yes, I think it would be a great idea for most men that are, you know, in the 40s, late 30s, 40s, to check their testosterone and at least start keeping an eye on the levels. And again, the free testosterone level is far more important than the total testosterone level. And I would suggest personally going to someone who is very positive about potential treatment, either now or in the future. I see a lot of patients that come to me that have gone to their primary care or another doctor, and even when they have a low testosterone, their primary care will say, oh, no, this isn't something you need. This is a natural process. Well, it is natural. You know, our bodies are going to deplete our hormones over time. But we're also going to see these issues that are going to come. Our bodies, I hate to say this, but are going to slowly decay over time. We slowly, you know, we become weaker. We become less healthy. And increasing your testosterone and other enzymes can improve that and give you back quality of life, make you stronger, healthier over time. So I think it's very important to talk to the right person.
I want to keep this family friendly. I'll just ask you a yes or no question. Somebody wants to know if it'll help with ED.
Yes, it can.
Okay.
Yes.
Right, that's all we need to say about that. 8:51, 9 till 9. We'll take a break, come back, talk about how do you actually get treated for this? How do you get the extra testosterone or the free testosterone or whatever it is that we're getting? We're talking to Mace Scott. Thank goodness he knows what he's talking about. Medical director and owner of Kronos Wellness. I assign my trust to the doctor. I find somebody I trust and I've told the story on the air before where I used to bring a kid to the doctor and the ex-wife would say, what's wrong? And I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? Well, I just trust the doctor. 8:51, 9 till 9, traffic now, WWO. 8:57, 3 minutes left with Dr. Mace Scott, medical director, owner of Kronos Wellness. Couple of quick questions, Doc. Somebody wants to know about, is there an age where you're too old to be helped by testosterone replacement therapy?
No, actually, I don't believe there's an age where you're too old, but I would be concerned about someone who has severe cardiovascular disease, only because testosterone can increase cardiac output and therefore could strain someone who has severe cardiovascular disease. But other than that, no, there's not really an age limit.
So is this pills or injections? Or how does this work?
Testosterone is generally given through injections or creams or pellets. A pellet is like a pill that you would put underneath the skin in the hip area, kind of in the sub-Q area that would dissolve over time. Of course, you know what injections are. To do it right, you would do an injection at least once a week or more often. And then the creams you would have to apply every day to get the appropriate dose. So that's a little difficult. I think personally the injections are the best route.
And somebody texted in, you can, to be clear, take the weight loss medicine and the testosterone replacement therapy at the same time, right?
Of course. Actually, they're very beneficial together because the testosterone would help you maintain muscle mass, which is very important with these weight loss medications. So they would work well.
So I guess I'll leave it at, with so many things going on, if you're over 35 and don't have the energy you used to have, you want to feel like your old self, might be something you want to look into. Accurate?
Yes, that's perfect.
How does somebody get in touch with you, Doc? I know you got plenty of patients, but if they want to try to make an appointment, how do they do it?
Well, just simply call the clinic, 504-267-4549 would be the easiest way.
All right, and it's Kronos Wellness. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to sharing my story as this progresses and see how it helps me, and I'm glad I found the right guy. Thank you, sir. Mace Scott, Medical Director, owner of Kronos Wellness. It's Friday. We'll come back, talk to Ian McNulty, covers food and dining culture for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, about Jazz Fest and more. We're also going to talk a little LSU baseball with Jeff Palermo. Things didn't work out so well against the Demons. They got forked, if you will, on Tuesday night, so we'll talk about that and more when we come back. Tommy Tucker, Friday. Stay with us. WWL.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects to it.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.